Hello, podcast universe. It is so nice to finally meet all of you. I am officially your host, Ruby May. I wanted to record this next episode as a little get to know me, my background, why I decided to start this podcast, the message that I hope it portrays and brings to all of you. So, starting off really quick, I do not have all the official equipment or anything yet. This is very basic. I'm just talking into my phone at the moment. So I do have birds, and you might hear them in the background occasionally. You might hear me yell at them occasionally. I will do my best to edit that out, but that's just the nature of the beast, I guess. So when you hear that, that's what that is. Getting into it, I have been involved in the BDSM and kink world for many, many years, probably around eight now, basically. No, even longer than that, 8-9 years. I knew this about myself for as long as I can remember, right? Which I think most of us have. The moment that I even discovered porn, I was looking up, Shibari's always been one of my favorites, humiliation, so many things. You know, it obviously progresses as the years go on. And for the longest time, like being a seven-year-old, I thought this meant I was a terrible person. And then when you grow up, you realize this is a thing and there's a community and whatnot. So, especially being a woman, I feel like sometimes it's difficult navigating the waters of being kinky, because sometimes you're looked at as then easy, and then also depending on what type of kinks you have or fetishes you potentially have, they can immediately put a label on you and stigmatize you. And I wanted to eliminate that. I don't want it to be a taboo conversation anymore. And I thought with COVID and everything going on, and with the pandemic happening, that there are so many people that are sitting home, and obviously porn consumption has increased, internet time has increased, depression, loneliness, suicide has increased. And what if finally there are people all over the world typing in their kinks and fetishes that they've always wanted to explore but been too bashful about actually exploring, or asking more questions about, what have you. And so I thought that this was the perfect time to have this discussion of the kinks and fetishes are there for a reason, meaning there are hundreds of thousands of other people in the world who feel the exact same way. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist, right? And so I just want to shed light on that. I want to shed light on the people behind, a foot fetish, the people behind being into shibari, the people behind being into water sports or anything, whatever tickles your pickle, you know. There's a person and there's a story, and they sometimes haven't come out about it because they're too scared for the backlash they might potentially receive, or they are super open about it, but then it makes dating very difficult. It makes family discussions difficult. I'm sure Thanksgiving, like all of us, some of us, like myself now, have an OnlyFans and had that discussion over Thanksgiving. You know, it's never fun. And you feel like you're constantly fighting a losing battle. So, yes, I ramble a lot. You will come to know this. You will come to discover. But that's basically where my head was at when I decided to finally start recording this and sit down and making the moves in which to find all these amazing and wonderful individuals who are willing to come and speak about their experiences within the world, within the kink world. So that's what you have to look forward to. So the concept also is that on the first of every month, I will be releasing a photo set and a video set of a specific highlighted kinker fetish that is voted on by my fans on OnlyFans. So generally, loosely. but yeah, so voted on by them. And so they get to see photo sets and videos. And then I sit down and actually interview the person or people that did the shoot with me. So there are some things that I've tried before. There are some things that I haven't tried before, but I'm trying to be open-minded and see this world through their eyes and this specific, indulgence, I guess, through their eyes. And, yeah, and then bring it, and then bring it to all of you. And I really, really hope that there are some of you listening that have a particular thing in mind that they have always wanted to know more about. And now we have the time on our hands, and now you can also comfortably sit behind a computer and, you know, listen hopefully to my podcast or look at these pictures and videos and not be afraid to ask any questions. I openly promote on my page, on my OnlyFans, that it is 100% a safe place. I will not judge you for anything at all. Within reason, you know, disclaimer, asterisk, please do not hurt any animals or children, obviously. But otherwise, I love it. I love it. If it's the more abstract and strange it is, the more curious I am and the more beautiful I find you. I mean, point blank, I guess. That sounds really corny, but it's true. It's true. So I will also be going live on my OnlyFans in a few days as well to see if there's any questions that people would like to ask me or any questions that they'd like me to answer on this podcast. The also, I should mention, obviously, the December's highlighted kink slash fetish is trampling, foot worship, foot slave, trample slave, all whatever label you want to give it. And I already released the photos. We still have more photos that we're working on editing right now. And then we have videos that we're editing too. And then I sit down with my good friend and we talk about how he got started in all this, when he discovered it about himself, how he's approached family members about it, how he's approached dating, maybe any resources that he has that he wish he had in the beginning. I want it to be my podcast to be like a kink 101, you know. You can just listen to it ever episode. Hopefully you listen to all of them, of course. But whatever episodes particularly resonate with you, and then give you all the information you possibly can to explore that and indulge, because you have every right to do that no matter what people think. I always say, you know, you're not some fucked up weirdo, even though I call myself a self-identifying fucked up weirdo. Being weird is awesome. Being weird is awesome. Please, we need more unique people. So never be ashamed of who you are. Never be ashamed of being into whatever you're into. It doesn't matter, because again, there's many fucked up weirdos just like us. I'm one of them. I'm here for you. So this is a very basic introduction podcast. I'm sure I'm going to think of a gazillion things that I wish I would have said before this, or before I post it. Apologies. Also, my birds are being very calm. I'm very surprised. They know mama's working. Mama's hustling to pay your bills. Yeah. please, if you'd like, I have a free OnlyFans. I also have a VIP OnlyFans. It will be onlyfans.com/ruby.mae. And then free is the one that's free, or just take off the free, and that'll be my VIP one. Also, I will link, once everything gets rocking and rolling, I will link all the resources that my friend gives me for each kink. So Yeah, I'll get better at this. You know what? You have to suck at something before you get good. So I hope I covered everything. If you have any questions, please, please reach out to me. You can always leave me voicemails on this app, specifically on Anchor, from what I understand. You can contact me on my OnlyFans. Those are my two preferred ways to contact me. I always feel bad when people try and reach out on Reddit or reach out on Instagram or something like that. It is nothing personal. If you reach out there and I don't respond, or I say please respond on a different platform, it's me primarily actually just trying to condense everything, because understand that there's 100 of you asking for, you know, conversations on whatever platforms, and I only have so much time in a day, and I want to be able to create these wonderful things for you. And so if I'm just answering messages on 10 different websites, it adds up. That's a lot of time. So please don't take it personally. I want to talk to every single one of you. And if you're serious about talking, I'm serious about talking. Just please contact me on one of the platforms that I'm on the most, because that will be a surefire way to get a hold of me. All right. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I ate all the food. I know that. And so did my dog. He got a feast as well. Yes, hope you had all a wonderful holiday. I will be posting my interview with my friends on the 15th of every month is the plan as of right now, to always have those out by the 15th. So yeah, I look forward to talking to all of you. I look forward to creating all of this with you. And yeah, let's have fun. Let's enjoy, you know, the world is weird. Let's start playing in it. Right? All right. Bye, my loves.